It's the JCC Coaches Show, the winter sports previews, and it's Jackson County Central girls basketball is what we're talking about with Huskies head coach Rafe York. Coach, thank you very much for your time as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So a lot to be excited about from last season as far as 20 wins, getting all the way to Marshall last year, having that school record winning streak that eventually Fairmont was able to knock off, going back over that. And then obviously Riley Cother graduates along with Briley Anderson, Kyle Wenzel, Lily Johnson, four seniors total, but losing the all-time scorer in JCC history, obviously. There's stuff you got to figure out to start this season, but the cupboard's not completely bare.
Right. You know, we've come into this season knowing, you know, that we have to, you know, kind of reestablish who we are and, you know, find our identity, you know, and we've mentioned it once or twice. It hasn't been a big, you know, focal point, but, you know, last year we had 30 points a game that we could rely on, and, you know, we had two seniors playing the backcourt. So, you know, we are trying to figure out who we are and what works for us. So, you know, now we've got two freshmen in the backcourt. Fortunately, they're freshmen who have played a couple of years with Kinley and Zadie. And then, you know, Madeline Rao's back. She's been a starter for a couple of years. And, you know, so, yeah, we do have some experience back, but we have to find some scoring and some offense out of them, and you know, just you know, really just figure out who we are as a team.
A couple games on under the belt already against a couple solid teams. 0-2 so far is JCC, but this is kind of more of a season preview, but we do need to acknowledge that. And also Palin Sether, another expected talented piece that you were expecting to have, is lost for the season, unfortunately. And so that's another part of the process as you get into the early part of the season here.
Right. You know, Palin's been a starter for 2 years, and, you know, she got hurt in the first game, so she's out for the rest of the season. And you know, so that's a bit of a blow to us. But Maddie Wackel stepped right into that starting role. And, you know, from that standpoint, we haven't really missed a beat. I mean, she scored 20 points against Lake Crystal and, you know, really stepped up on the defensive end. So, you know, it's nice that we had that next girl up and ready to go. And, you know, Maddie was first day of practice to sit, she decided to actually play. So that was a nice decision on her part, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, we've played a couple good teams, New Ulm and Lake Crystal, and you know, we've got, you know, each game is going to be about seeing where we can improve, and you know, we're focused on being at our best in February. So you know we've talked to the girls about it a few times that you know, we're going to take some lumps early, you know, figuring out who we are, and you know, we're learning how to play together and how to be the team that we're going to be, and you know, it's going to take some time, and you know, we just have to try the process and get there. So, you know, we've got some good stuff from last night, and that we can focus on moving forward, and I think we're going to be okay in the long run.
Yeah, luckily some of those girls that are stepping into maybe some bigger or different roles do have experience. You've already referenced that as well. What else is most important to kind of pay attention to as you are trying to discover and establish an identity as a team?
I think one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to keep the pace fast. You know, it's going to be a bit of a struggle with the limited numbers we have. You know, we came in and, you know, we dropped our C squad this year. I mean, we've got some depth, but that injury to Palin kind of hurt that. So, you know, we're gonna try to play as fast as possible, but we don't want to run our girls into the ground at the same time. So, you know, watch as we get in better and better shape. and I think we're going to be very balanced as an offense. You know, we've already had three different 20-point scorers, and, you know, so I think, you know, the points are going to come from all over the place, which I hope will make us a little tougher to defend. And, you know, we're amping up the defensive intensity, you know, completely. You know, we're focusing on defense every day versus, you know, a more offensive team. I know giving up 80 points doesn't look like we're focusing on the defense, but we are. So that'll continue to improve as well.
Yeah, a lot of strides to be made, hopefully, over the course of the season, of course. And so what are some of those team goals as you get into the early season, especially, and maybe as you get later on as well?
Well, we want to get as far as we can in the postseason. And, you know, I don't know what that looks like. You know, I'd like to get back to Southwest. I think we can if we can get the pieces to fall into place. You know, I want to see us grow as a team. I want everyone to, you know, continue to develop individually. And I think we're being a little more vocal with the girls about, hey, this is what you need to work on now. This is where we want you to be, you know, kind of setting both short-term and long-range goals for them, which I think will also help. Last year, we kind of came in with this whole idea of, you know, we want to get to Southwest. We think we can, you know, we think we can be really good. And it worked out that we were pretty good. This year, you know, it's all about development. It's all about growth. So I think we're doing a lot more teaching this year. You know, and it's a good approach for us. I think it's working.
Is there a specific theme or maybe a motto or something like that you guys are going in with, or is it just kind of, you know, one day at a time kind of thing, or how does that look?
Well, I'm kind of stealing this from a coach I worked with before, but you know, every day we're just taking a step up the staircase, you know, getting a little bit better, reaching, hopefully at the right time, we'll reach the peak. Every now and then it's, let's get better today. At the start of practice, it's really, that's just our focus. I don't know that we want to shift away from that, or come up with some sort of, we don't have a saying on the t-shirt or anything. So it's just, we want to get better every day.
Well, sometimes that's the most important part, and so to keep that in perspective is probably not a bad thing at all, probably a great thing over the long run, hopefully, of course. Any other thoughts? I mean, it's kind of unique here because you have a couple games and events under your belt. And so we know a little bit more maybe about the team in real game action. But any other thoughts right now?
I think these early games are, they're very helpful for us because we are seeing exactly where we need to focus our efforts. So, I think I've watched more film this year than I have this early in a season. Playing two games before Thanksgiving will do that to you. But, I'm really excited about this team. Just, the attitudes have been great. The intensity and practice has been great, and I really think we're going to take some big strides soon.
I can't wait to see it, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be there for some of those games along the way and follow you as far as you're able to go, which is hopefully far. Thank you very much, Coach, for your time.
And thank you.
That's Rafe York Huskies head coach, Jackson County Central Girls Basketball on the JCC Coaches Show.